President Trump wants to raise tariffs on Brazil and Argentina, saying they're manipulating their currencies. But do economists agree? A winter storm continues upending travel in the Northeast. And there are fewer holiday shopping days this year. Will your gifts arrive on time?
I think anybody would say shop early and don't leave anything for the last minute, especially if you're shopping online, because you're going to need a couple days for it to get to you.
It's Monday, December 2nd. This is the PM edition of What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A powerful winter storm continues to disrupt holiday travel, bringing rain and snow to a large swath of the northeastern United States. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for 7 states, from Maine to Pennsylvania, with up to 20 inches of snow expected in some areas. More than 1,600 flights were canceled on Sunday, the busiest travel day of the year. As of this afternoon, over 600 flights were canceled, and there were thousands of significant delays within, into, or out of the United States. The storm was expected to linger over the East Coast into Tuesday. For the latest, please head to our website, WSJ.com. President Trump is defending his administration's decision to skip an impeachment hearing this week. Speaking to reporters on Monday, he criticized Democrats for holding the Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday, when he'll be in the UK for a NATO summit. Trump also referenced comments by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in an interview with Time and 3 international publications. Zelensky told them he had never discussed any quid pro quo with Trump. Several witnesses have testified to impeachment investigators that they believed there was a link between freezing nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine and investigations Trump wanted the country to pursue. President Trump's re-election campaign says it won't approve press credentials for reporters from Bloomberg News. The move comes after Bloomberg News announced last week that it would no longer investigate any Democratic presidential candidates while its owner, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is running for president. Bloomberg News said it would continue to investigate Trump and his administration. It's unclear at this point what impact the Trump campaign's decision to withhold credentials will have without a similar restriction from the White House. Bloomberg News has a permanent seat in the White House Press Corps travel pool. In an announcement that came as something of a surprise on Monday, President Trump said the U.S. would raise tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Brazil and Argentina. Trump accused those countries of manipulating their currency, the real and the peso, to devalue them. And he said that was bad for U.S. farmers. But economists disagreed with the president's assessment. Our Josh Zumbrun explains.
The currencies of Brazil and Argentina are down. There's no doubt about that if you look over the last year and a half. But the reason for it, most economists and analysts will say, has nothing to do with manipulation. These aren't governments that have been intervening in their currency markets in any sort of direct way. In fact, these are countries that have been pretty battered economically. And so their currency is declining because of their weak economy. In the case of Argentina, the country's been through a severe currency crisis, and the plunge in its currency has been actually a disaster for Argentina, not something that's been beneficial to the country at all. Now, it is true that having a weaker currency helps your farmers a little bit, but the main thing that's been helping the farm sector in those countries has been the U.S.-China trade war. During the trade war, China has stopped purchasing U.S. agriculture to a large extent, especially from about a year ago until about 3 months ago. They'd really stopped doing purchases from the U.S., but they still needed soybeans and other food products, so they were getting them from South America, especially Brazil. Brazil has been a big winner of the trade war because all the stuff the U.S. used to sell to China, now Brazil was selling it to China. So there is a connection to trade, and there is a little bit of a connection to a weaker currency. But the president's scenario where the weaker exchange rate has been manipulated, and that's the reason for farm exports growing in those countries, really doesn't make much sense to most economists and analysts.
The Trump administration had granted waivers to Brazil and Argentina from global tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, which it first imposed in 2018. Monday's announcement rattled markets, sending U.S. indexes down for the day.
One of the things that was so surprising about this action today is that otherwise the Trump administration seemed to be moving toward making a little bit of peace on the trade front. You know, they're very close, it seems, to getting a deal on the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The U.S. and China are in pretty intense negotiations towards a phase one trade deal there. The U.S., you know, just struck a deal with Japan that they just finalized in October. So, you know, there were a lot of signs that things were getting better on the trade front. And this action has really unsettled markets by suggesting that the president might still have this urge to pick trade fights, even as he is resolving some of those earlier battles.
That's The Wall Street Journal's Josh Zumbrun. The White House didn't immediately release details on Trump's plan to raise tariffs on imports from Brazil and Argentina. Thanksgiving fell late this year, the latest it possibly could, actually, on November 28th. That means six fewer days to deliver an estimated 2 billion packages. So will delivery companies be able to keep up in a shorter holiday season? Our Paul Ziobro has been talking to some of them, and he joins me now. Paul, when was the last time the holiday season was this short, and how did delivery companies fare back then?
So you have to go back to 2013, which is a pretty long time in e-commerce. E-commerce sales were about half of what they were right now. And there were certainly some problems that year in those 26 days. I don't know how much of it was due to the shorter calendar, but there were some storms. And there was also problems at the last minute where shippers just dumped a lot of packages into the UPS and FedEx and others networks at the last minute. And UPS sort of famously wasn't able to handle it that well, and there was a lot of Christmas trees without their presents underneath it, let's say, at the end of the day. So they shippers had to issue a lot of refunds. You know, it's kind of a black eye for the industry there. But certainly they've learned their lessons from that. That was 6 years ago, and they've had 6 years time to figure out what went wrong and where they have to get better before 2019, where this happens once again.
So this year, much different, especially in terms of e-commerce, as you mentioned. It's estimated that delivery companies will have to deliver more than 2 billion packages, and we're talking about six fewer days here. But you talked to FedEx, UPS, USPS, and they're pretty confident they can manage this. So tell us what they've done to prepare better in the past 6 years.
Right. So first off, over the past 6 years, I think one of the key things they have is they have just 6 years of learning to learn what works and what doesn't and what they need to get better at. And some of the things that they've done also is they're just much bigger, more mature networks. They've added lots of sorting capacity, lots of newer facilities that sort packages, you know, with automated equipment. They've also started delivering on Sundays and Saturdays largely in many places. So that kind of sort of negates the difference, because back then they weren't delivering on Saturdays and Sundays as much. And now pretty much every Saturday and Sunday, there's UPS and FedEx trucks and Postal Service employees out there delivering packages. They've also got a lot of new technology that can help them manage the season and these flows of packages to make sure that they're not sending packages to hubs that are, you know, kind of packed and not able to handle them anymore. So those are some of the smart things they're doing. And lastly, I think after 2013, it was really a reckoning for the industry, where they realize they need to work really closely with retailers to manage their package volumes, and they have to make sure they stick to it. There can't be any, you know, unplanned last-minute sales that'll, you know, cause a lot more orders, because that really wreaks havoc on the delivery systems, and nobody wants to see that happen, because, you know, that was just a really bad outcome to that holiday season back then.
And what about Amazon, which is increasingly delivering more of its own products now?
Right. So another big change from 2013 is that Amazon has a very large delivery network built out. One projection says they're going to be delivered 275 million packages, which is more than double from last year, on their own through their own delivery service partners. Back in 2013, Amazon, it was kind of a kick in the pants for them to start adding sorting equipment, adding trucks, adding delivering drivers, and kind of building out what UPS and FedEx had done for them, because they didn't think that those delivery companies had capacity available to handle what their future needs would be. And so they're at a point where they're really, you know, a big part of the delivery picture for this holiday season, as UPS and FedEx and the Postal Service are.
Any final message for consumers?
I think anybody would say shop early and don't leave anything for the last minute, especially if you're shopping online, because you're going to need a couple days for it to get to you.
All right. Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro joining me here in our studio in New York. Thank you so much, Paul.
You're welcome.
Certainly some things to keep in mind if you're taking advantage of sales on this Cyber Monday. That's what's news for this afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.